we could restore each other. Have you ever helped? Yeah. Have you ever helped anybody up? Spiritually. Spiritually. Have you ever gone to anybody and tried to lift them up and to speak to them? I remember going into a home, and I'll read. I'm not forgetting. I did read this morning, and I read in the wrong place, but I'm not forgetting. I've never read. I went into a home once, and it was an older couple, and they were away from God for many years and away from the assembly. And I went there trembling. My hands was trembling. I knew what the Lord had sent me there for. After a little time, I said to the man, "Did you ever think about coming back into the breaking of fellowship and the breaking of bread?" And he jumped up very quick, strutted around the house and says, "Nope, nope, nope, nope." So I left alone. I went back 2 weeks after. Listen, is not only helping us who are in the meeting. There's a lot of people from the Pacific Ocean to the Atlantic Ocean who used to be in fellowship. There's a lot of ones out there longing just to have somebody knock on their door and know that they're a Christian. Very important. I hope that this conference would strengthen you and me, that we faint not, because many of us, probably a lot of us, would never admit to anybody how close we are to fainting. Sometimes you know. Preachers are big men. And that's the last one that needs to be lifted up. When is the last time you took a hold of a servant's hand and told them, "I'd just like to keep you up, just to be a little crutch to you"? It's important. Daniel, the book of Daniel. The book of Daniel, and I love the book of Daniel. I heard our brother yesterday on Samuel and David. My very first trip, I don't know who remembered it, my very first trip to Prince Edward Island and Prince Edward Island Conference, I spoke on 1 Samuel chapter 17. I love the book of Samuel, and I love David. But I also love Daniel. We're going to read a little bit from Daniel because I'm going to read a special word, and this word is what I want you to be able to do when you leave this conference and not faint. Let's look at Daniel chapter 6 and verse 3. "Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and the princes because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king taught to set him over the whole realm, an excellent spirit." Anybody here, and you got a bitter spirit? Anybody here, and you got an angry spirit? Anybody here, and your spirit is not right, you're just not right with God? Daniel is taken into captivity. His nation is away from God. His leaders is away from God. His shepherds are away from God. He's taken into captivity, and he could have very well easy have a bitter spirit. Your assembly where you come from, I don't know what conditions it is in. A lot of assemblies represented here. And there could be young men and women here, and you come from your assembly and you're having problems having the right spirit because the right spirit is not operating in the assembly. Flesh. Too much flesh. Unjudged flesh. Unconfessed sin. that has damaged and did unrepairable damage. And many a young man and many a young woman and many a couple and many a individual have suffered because of a wrong spirit and have lived in the midst of it. Daniel did. But I love Daniel. He had no bitter spirit. He wasn't blaming the men back in Jerusalem for his condition and where he was and how he was. But I'll tell you the answer now. Just look down, verse 10. And this is what we really need. If this conference can only put you here, verse 10. Let's read it. Now when Daniel knew that the writings were signed, he went into his house and his windows being open in his chamber towards Jerusalem. He knelt upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. There's a lot of things I wish I had done. I would have loved to have gone into the work long before I ever did, but I wasn't ready. I was, you know, a lot of things you like to do and you might think about doing. Listen, right here is one thing that I regret in my lifetime, and I've been in the assembly for over 50-odd years, is that I didn't spend enough time on my knees. I got bad knees. But you know why I got bad knees? Bad knees because I spent too many hours climbing hydro poles for hydro. Too many hours out on the cold for hydro. If there's anything that I ever would want to retrace in my experience, that I would have spent long more times on my knees. And I do spend time here now. Sometimes when you get older, you spend time on your knees, but you say to the Lord, I wish I'd have done it many, 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 many years ago. If I can encourage you one thing, we need young men to preach the gospel. Don't stay back. If God is calling you to go into the work, go into the work. He'll supply you. I'm not a name product. I'm a no-name product. And God took care of me. Absolute no-name product. That's right. I'm not a Kimber. I'm not a Paisley. I'm not a Ramsey. No-name product. But I hear the call of God. Yeah, I found it. I found it. Wasn't pillow for my knees either. I found a call along the seashore in Labrador, kneeling on rocks on the beach when nobody else knew I was there, only the God of heaven. It was there that I surrendered to Him. It was there that I totally surrendered all my life, everything, as a sacrifice laid upon the altar. If I could encourage couples raising children today, if there's anything you should spend time at, is spend time on your knees. If there's young men here and you want to be a servant, you want to serve God well, you want to serve God continually, that's what we're going to read about Daniel. You're going to want to finish well. You're not only going to want to start, but you're going to want to continue, and you're going to want to finish well. You must spend time on your knees. I could take you to the graves, some young men. They had talent far beyond ever I had. But they allowed sin to come into their life and didn't confess it. And it took them down. They're in eternity today. Listen, Daniel here, 3 times a day and prayed and give thanks before the God, his God. And he did it four times. His window was open in his house. That's where it happens, at home. Wow. Some of my hard times, the hardest times I've ever had, and shivering like a leaf, was when I was telling my parents that I was a Christian and wanted to follow the Lord. And I remember as a boy, my hands shaking. Mother standing in front of me, my father, dear, siblings around. I didn't spend the time alone with God I should have. But I'm glad I spent some little time. Listen, very important is being at the meetings, all the meetings of the assembly. You can't afford not to be dear. Every meeting. The days are going to get darker, the things are going to get rougher. But listen, you may be able to skip one meeting. You may be able to stay at work and get a few extra dollars. But listen, you can't afford not to pray. That's why Daniel had a good spirit. Now, just follow down to Daniel here. Just go down to verse 16. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. That's where his prayers took him. Your prayers will take you. Oh, wow. Memory, eh? There's a lot of places I've been. Your prayers took you, dear. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God, which thou servest, we've been hearing about it, your good servant, women and men, ladies, married, unmarried, older, younger, service thy God whom thou servest continually. He will deliver thee. That's what the king is saying. That's the testimony. Do your neighbor say, your God will deliver? My son went through Toronto Airport. He was going, him and his wife and children was going on a vacation. He met the ones from Labrador, delegation from Labrador that knew him. And they said, you know what they said? You're following in the footsteps that your father taught you as a boy. I wonder how many Christians' children is not following the footsteps of their father or their grandfather. Listen, the only way we're going to bring them back is not better preaching. It's not better music. It's not better anything. There's one way and only one. If you and I are willing to spend time alone with God on your knees. Oh, continually. Then verse number 18, then the king went to the palace and passed the night fasting. Neither was instruments of music. That's the king now. He couldn't sleep. Why couldn't he sleep? Oh, you know, it bothered him. He knew Daniel. He knew Daniel. He didn't know the God of Daniel. But he knew that Daniel's God was alive. He knew that Daniel's God was a living God. He knew Daniel's God was different than his God. Would this conference challenge all of us to go home and our neighbors observe and see who we really are? I stopped down in the United States once at a gospel hall. I met people from there. I've never been there. I've never been invited there. I never got the chance to go there any time. And I stopped and took pictures of it. Well, I was taking pictures. A little 10-year-old girl, you know, in the back in the yard, next door neighbor, she says, Mister, do you go there? No, I don't go there. I says, I know people that go there. I've never been here, and I just wanted a picture. She says, wow, beautiful people go there. The ladies, they all have long hair. They all wear dresses. The men, their hair is short. There's a little girl telling me now. And the men, they're dressed up so handsome, she says. There must be a real God in there. When your neighbors watch you, see you, oh, you can hide some things some of the time and some things all of the time. But you know, thou God seest me. Let's go down, verse 20. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentous voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said unto Daniel, O Daniel, servant, and here are my servants, servant of the living God. Servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions? Now, I never slept with a lion, and I never slept near a lion. And I never, you know, to think about it, is something, but it's the best night that Daniel ever had in his life. The best night Daniel ever had in his life. The best pillow he ever had. He had his head on the lion. And that lion was, you hear his breathing. But he never moved towards him. And the king, worst night he ever had. Ah, listen. Do we serve our God continually? Yeah, Marcus, you follow your father's footsteps the way he taught you as a boy. Very important, isn't it? I didn't sleep with a lion, but one of my trips to Russia, we went to a town, Kaskara, and we were going to sleep at an older lady's home, and going there, the thunder and the lightning and a flash of lightning and the wind come up, and the lady was going to let me sleep there by myself, and I did. She put me in, and I slept all night. It was like cats looking at me. And, you know, I wasn't sleeping with the lions, but I was sleeping with the demons. The next morning, she says, what kind of night you have? I said, I never slept awake. She says, well, I'm not surprised, because the last man that lived there, his wife was a Satan worshiper. She was a real demon herself. Listen, the demons in the world is coming closer to Canada than ever you think. And there's more darkness coming. For you and I to go home and not faint, we're going to have to be like Daniel. We're going to have to continually be up on our knees. Now, I've said this before in some other places. You know, we have had good gospel series, and a good gospel series is good. And we have had a good ministry sessions, and it's good to have good men that know their book and can teach their book, and good ministry meetings. There's nothing wrong with it. But brethren and sisters, you know the smallest meeting of every assembly is the one that is totally necessary. And that's why we're losing power. That's why our gospel preaching is not producing what it did when the men preached for 16 weeks. So many of us And I have to confess to you that I don't spend the time on my knees that I should. And I fail to do it. But listen, brethren, probably we should start series of prayer meetings. Some of the best series that was ever in Labrador, and Murray McCandless, our brother Murray, and John has had some of the best ones in Labrador. And you know where they started? They started when brethren poured out their heart in 2 weeks straight prayer meetings. I can still remember some of them. In fact, I can still hear my uncle pray for his family, his large family, and face filled with tears, and the tears are streaming down his face, and he's crying to God as he names every single one of the boys and girls specifically, that God would deal with them. We're losing out because we're failing to spend time on our knees. And I would challenge the assemblies in Prince Edward Island. I came here just before, even before I was into work. And the assemblies in Atlantic Canada and the assemblies in Newfoundland were losing too much territory. We're losing too many of our family circles. Our families are the ones that are leaving. It's not the ones that comes in from Cambodia and Vietnam and North Korea and India and some of these other nations that are leaving. It's our own sons and daughters. And it goes back to where it starts. We're not spending enough time on our knees. Daniel couldn't afford not to go back to the open window. It's an open window. Window is wide open to God. And the power of our preaching brethren, and we have good young men that can preach the gospel. But that's not going to preserve us. Ability is not going to keep us. We must know our God. We must depend upon our God. And if there's going to be revival, no, it's nice to get good men to minister. But revival don't start at men. The revival starts at Him. When you and I are totally broken. Just turn over. It's another verse and is found in Hosea. Just a little bit ahead. Hosea. 3 minutes. Hosea chapter 12. Ephraim, feed it on wind. Now, when is the last time you tested the wind and the wind has all the vitamins? You know the phrase. I've heard my father say it, the same thing. Feeding on wind. But that's not the worst of it. Let's look down to that verse. He says he's followed after the east wind. He's not just feeding on wind. That's gossip. Our brother told you that. Now, we want to hear it. Sometimes you go to a meeting, go to a new area, and people start telling you, you know, no, I'm sorry. I don't want to hear anything. I don't want to hear any of the history. I don't mind hearing the history of the formation of the assembly, but the history in the assembly, no, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Not one word. He's feeding on the east wind, the worst wind you can feed on. What are we feeding on? When is the last time you got down before God and you really, really, really enjoyed a little time reading the book, and the book spoke to you and you were stirred up, you know, and you were moved and you just was broken and you cried out to God, and through the tears you just cried, use me, Lord. Use me anywhere, anywhere, at anything, doing anything. And most of us, too many of us, sometimes ends up doing nothing. Oh, listen. Verse 6. Therefore, turn thou to thy God. It's not your God. It's yours. Keep mercy and judgment, and wait on thy God continually. Now, some I spoke. This is Murray said his lineup was first. Well, this one is not. I've spoke along this line a lot of times, a lot of places. And, you know, some of the same prayers I prayed as a boy, the first day and the first week that I got saved, I'm still praying them. Yeah, still. I showed somebody a picture, my youngest brother, standing on a big iceberg off Greenlee Island up Quebec shore. When my sister got the picture of my brother on this big iceberg out in the Atlantic Ocean, she almost panicked. No fear. Ah, listen. The very same prayers that I prayed 57 years ago is the same ones that I'm going to the Lord and telling the Lord, my brother Wayne, my brother George, my brother, my sister Ellen, and Mona, and Dorman, and Tim, they're still there, and I prayed for them 57 years. And you know what? The devil has said to me many times, you haven't learned yet to stop? Listen, brethren, we need prayer partners. We need men and women, not to preach, not to minister, but to pray. And if we don't soon realize how much we need God, we're going to be in big problems. Young men, can I not encourage you? Learn to pray. Spend time alone with God. Young women, you're going to be a powerful oversight wife of a man who's powerful, going to do something for Canada and something for Atlantic Canada. Learn how to pray. One more verse, Colossians. I'll read this one. I had others, but I'll read Colossians. The book of Colossians, and there's a verse here that has two words in it and is very important. Colossians chapter 1, if I'm not mistaken. If I can find Colossians here. Colossians chapter 1, and this verse here is very important. Philippians and Colossians. There you are. Colossians chapter 1, and we'll break in here at verse number 23. This will close. If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled. Grounded and settled. And be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Now, I said in the gospel sometimes, no fruit, no root. Well, as Christians, if there's no fruit, there's little root. And you and I, to get settled and grounded in the assembly truth, in the assembly, are you happy in the assembly? And be grounded and settled. Yeah, we need to hear good gospel preaching. We need to hear good ministry. But you're going to have to spend time alone with God. No substitute for time alone with God. Don't get too busy. And if you are too busy, then fall on your knees. Out in the field, out in the potato field if you have to. Out in the fishing boat if you have to. Wherever it is, fall on your knees and cry out to God for mercy. If you're going to be preserved, you're going to be grounded and settled. And the only way you're going to get grounded and settled is spend time alone with God. I've heard good ministry, some of the best ministry in my 50 years in the assembly, around the assemblies, some of the best men in the whole world, not just North America, the whole world. We've had the best in Eastern Canada. The best. The best. Understand? But I had to go alone with God to get totally settled and to have peace in here. I didn't find peace nowhere else but alone. All alone. All alone. And if we're going to see our children not just saved, it would be good to see restoration. Restoration. Too many need restoration. And we've heard ministry. Ye who are spiritual, do it. Go for it. May God help us.